Blog Talk Radio.
Calling out your name, won't you come near to me? I've been missing those times we've had, so give me that passion again. And the that you can mold into a heart that's pure, broken for you.
your glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Prophetess Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. thank everybody for joining me on tonight, for giving up part of your night to spend before the Lord. I know he appreciates it, and so do I. I pray that you will be blessed by the word that goes forth on tonight. It will be coming from Jeremiah chapter 1. I will be reading verses 4 through 9 from the Amplified Bible. It reads as follows. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord, God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, say not, I am only a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Once again, I pray that you will be blessed on tonight. Lord, never my will, but always your will. Have your way in and through me tonight. Lord, feed your people in the name of Jesus. Amen. Stated the foundational text was Jeremiah 1, verses 4 through 9 in the Amplified Bible. The title of tonight's message is, I'm not afraid to do what I'm afraid of. Somebody needs to say that with me. I'm not afraid to do what I'm afraid of. Say it again. I'm not afraid to do what I'm afraid of. In the text, God has spoken directly to Jeremiah's potential and called it forth. But a young Jeremiah was like a lot of us. Young Jeremiah was hesitant about stepping out into his season. It was his season, but he was hesitant about stepping out, and especially in such a huge way. When you can't see who you are, believe me, God already knows. And if you're new to Prolific Fire, when I feel it in my spirit, I will repeat it for them. If you're going to work for God, you must get past the fear, because everything God does is big. If you're going to work for God, you must get past the fear, because everything God does is big. Don't let fear cause you not to hear what God is really saying. Fear can stop your season, but faith can position you in season to be where you never thought possible. Fear can stop your season, but faith can position you in season to be where you never thought possible. Whatever and whoever God calls you in this season, adjust your thinking to believe. That's important. Whatever and whoever God calls you in this season, adjust your thinking to believe. The Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, from the New King James, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So once again, whatever and whoever God calls you in this season, adjust your thinking to believe. You can do what God has called you to do. You can be bold, even in the midst of fear. You can be bold even in the midst of fear. Somebody has a fear of public speaking. You freeze up just thinking about it. God says, do not be afraid of them, afraid of their faces. I have put my words in your mouth. God is delivering somebody from the fear of people's opinion. This is one of my favorite verses. I have it pent up where I can see it. It says, it comes from Psalms 29, verse 25. In the Message Bible, it says, the fear of human opinion disables. Trusting in God protects you from that. Once again, this is Psalms 29, verse 25 from the Message Bible. The fear of human opinion disables. Trusting in God protects you from that. Fearing man disables. You are not too young or too old to be used of the Lord. You are not too young or too old to be used of the Lord. If God has blessed you to be alive, guess what? God has also empowered you to thrive. If God has blessed you to be alive, guess what? God has also empowered you to thrive. The timing of the Lord is neither too late. Somebody needs this. The timing of the Lord is neither too late or too early. If God is prompting your heart, talking to your spirit, this is your season. This is your season. Start waiting for tomorrow. Tomorrow is now. No matter what has tried to stop you from coming forth because you survived and was not aborted, this is your season. No matter what has tried to stop you from coming forth because you survived and was not aborted, this is your season. You've been hurt in the process. Yes, I know you've been hurt in the process. But that same process also, some people look at you and have totally dismissed the fact that you can be used of God. They don't think God can use you, but they're wrong. But God, some people look at you and have totally dismissed the fact that God can use you, but God. You might feel less than qualified, but never show it. You might feel less than qualified on tonight, but never show it. Never come into agreement with your haters. Never come into agreement with your haters. Don't do that. Never say what's being said about you. Never say what's being said about you. God will not promote your negativity. God will not promote your negativity. God will not cater to your self-pity. He just won't do it. God has no problem telling you what to say and what not to say. He's a father, so he has no problem telling you what to say and what not to say. God's ability becomes your ability. God's ability. See, he don't expect you to do it in yourself. His ability becomes your ability. When he lays his hands on you, receive impartation. You will receive strength to speak and to accomplish when God touches your mouth. Just like he did in the text, he touched Jeremiah's mouth. Your words will no longer be necessary. Don't say that. Instead, just say what God says. When you're standing in front of a crowd, if that's what God called you to do or whatever he called you to do, don't depend on yourself. Don't say what you want to say. Say what he's telling you to say. I don't care if it's long or short. Just say what he told you to say and let it be. When you are bold enough to confront your fear, guess what? You have won half the battle. When you are bold enough to confront your fear, you have won half the battle. Either obedience will shift you or disobedience to God will restrict you. Either obedience will shift you or disobedience to God will restrict you. How far do you want to go in God? That's a question you need to ask yourself on tonight. How far do you want to go in God? See yourself going where you have never gone before. See yourself going where you have never gone before. Sight is so important. You have to see it. You have to see it before you can be it. Young Jeremiah, the passion you have for your purpose will cause your feet to walk on uncharted territory, just as Peter. Young Jeremiah, the passion you have for your purpose will cause your feet to walk on uncharted territory, just as Peter. Why am I saying just as Peter? You remember the story in the Bible where Peter walked on water. That was an impossible task, but because Peter's passion to be near Jesus was so great, it allowed him to walk on water, to do what otherwise was impossible. The impossible is possible because God has commanded it to be so. The impossible is possible because God has commanded it to be so. Your season is now. Your season is now. And the job you feel unqualified for is a job you need to be applying for. Now, I know that's a word for somebody. You need to hear that. Your season is now. And the job you feel unqualified for is a job you need to be applying for. God will move when? God will move when you decide to trust him. That's right. God will move when you decide to trust him. You can't keep going back and forth. You got to trust him. You cannot keep going back and forth, beloved. You have to trust him. You have to make up your mind on tonight. I'm going to trust him. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what other people say. They can call me crazy or whatever. I am going to trust the Lord. Everything from Genesis to Revelation requires a decision to trust. Everything from Genesis to Revelation requires a decision to trust. Lord, not my will, but yours be done. That's the only prayer we're going to pray on tonight. Lord, not my will, but yours be done. We break the power of wills on tonight. Every will, ambition that is selfish and not of God, we break wills on tonight. Lord, not my will, but yours be done. Some of you are letting what you want to do get in the way of what God has called you to do. Some of you are letting what you want to do get in the way of what God has called you to do. God is not going to force you, but neither is he going to promote you. You need to hear that. He's not going to force you, but he's not going to promote you either. You are delayed because you are afraid to see more for yourself than that. You are delayed because you are afraid to see more for yourself than that. Get out of that life box. Get out of that life box. God has expansion as a part of your future. God has expansion as a part of your future. You have been destined to go to exceed the accomplishments of your parents, the accomplishments of your grandparents. Beloved, the world is waiting on you. This is really true for some of you. Beloved, the world is waiting on you. But you need to start waiting on the world's approval and just go. God says so. God is with you. No fear. Lord, your will in the life of somebody who needs you tonight. Lord, your will in the life of somebody who needs you on tonight. Lord, your will in the life of somebody that needs you on tonight. Lord, your will in the life of every listener, supporter, and sower of this ministry. If there's anybody on the phone that desires prayer, you can match one at this time, and I will be glad, honored, and privileged to pray with you on tonight to take your needs before the Lord. My laptop is acting up, so give me a minute. And thank you for being patient. Okay, there we go. Well, we're going to go to a song right now. This is Get Up Live by Tasha Cobbs. And the two songs that I opened with was Broken for You by Brian and Jen Johnson. And I also played Because of Who You Are by Vicky Yoey. Get up, because somebody needs to get up from where you are and be who God called you to be, as he was calling Jeremiah, but Jeremiah was afraid, and he had to keep on talking to him to get him to get up and be who he has called him to be. God is doing you the same way. He wants you to get up and be who it is he's called you to be, especially in this season, because this is your season. Make it personal. It is your season.
Yeah. Tonight I want to present to you none other than my baby, my daughter, Tasha! Come on, make some noise in here. Come on. Y'all ready? Help us sing this. Say, oh.
Be strong.
Be who he calls you to be.
Walk in your liberty.
Lord, not our will, but yours be done in the lives of every listener, every supporter, every person that will be listening later on. God, let your will be done in their lives. Whatever they're going through, Lord, just let your will be done, not theirs, but your will. Finally, on tonight, if you're not following me on Twitter, you can do so at twitter.com/prolificfire. Or you can befriend me on Facebook at facebook.com/prophetessstacy. As always, you can email me, prolificfire@gmail.com, and yes, your email will come directly to me. And the address is prolificfire@gmail.com. Or you can call or text 865-408-8690. I would be honored to offer you private consultation and further prayer if you need it. Once again, the number is 865-408-8690. I'm always available. Seed sowers, if you desire to send a seed or donation, you can do so by going to paypal.com and creating a free account. Send your donation to prolificfire@gmail.com so that the will of the Lord will be done. All messages are accessible on iTunes. The podcasts are free. Just search Prolific Fire with Prophet Stacy. Or if you're following me on Facebook or Twitter, immediately following this show, I will be loading the episode on Facebook or Twitter. All you have to do is click and it will play again. Until next Monday, I love you so much. God bless. Thank you for joining. I didn't get this. I didn't get this.